Hello and welcome to another exciting and learning-filled episode of the EFICO podcast. Today we are really excited to share another topic that we believe is very valuable to you, our listeners, particularly those of you who are looking to transition to new roles within or outside your organizations and need to excel in a selection interview. You will no doubt agree that an interview is a communication task that requires you to plan, to prepare, and to practice what we call the three P's. You see, you cannot go into an interview hoping to just wing it. You must do better, and taking time to apply the three P's of planning and practice and preparation enhances your chances of success. If anything at all, it certainly helps you to be more confident during your interview. Another thing you should know is that the interviewers, you know, the people on the other side, have actually applied the three P's themselves. You see, they have reviewed the competencies for the job and your CV, and they have planned the questions that they will ask. They have also prepared potential answers and a rubric to evaluate you. And they have also practiced together how the interview will go. So if the interviewers are using the three P's, then you too, the interviewee, must do the same. One area of planning, preparation, and practice is to anticipate the potential questions that you will be asked at the interview. Now, we are going to explore some of the most common and important questions that are asked in interviews, why they are important, and what you need to do to prepare adequately for these questions. Let's take a quick break and a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor, and then we will come back to explore the important questions to look forward to in your interview.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. During a competency-based interview, the interviewers are primarily concerned with trying to evaluate you against the specified competencies for the job. Competencies are the demonstrable knowledge, skills, behaviors, and attitudes that are required to succeed in a particular job. They therefore ask certain questions, or they challenge you with specific tasks that are related to these competencies. For an interview, there are a number of common questions that you can expect. The first would be to introduce yourself and tell us why you are a good fit for this role. Now, usually, this question is designed to get the interviewers to know about you and to give you the opportunity right at the beginning to sell yourself. It is therefore a very important entree into the interview, and the way you respond here could make or mar the entire interview, in line with the communication principle of primacy and recency. That is, the way you start and end your communication makes the most impression. To prepare for this, I would encourage you to think about the competencies for the job and try to demonstrate how your education, your experience, and your interests align with these competencies. So what you're going to do is to make a speech at the beginning that talks about the competencies and then shows how your education, your experience, and your interests speak to each of these competencies. Secondly, you'll certainly be asked to describe and to demonstrate your functional and technical experience and expertise. You see, interviewers are going to ask you questions regarding your technical and your functional experience and expertise. They will either ask questions regarding your current or past experiences, or they will challenge you with a scenario regarding this using the proposed job as a case study. This helps interviewers evaluate your track record in performing the task and also your ability to deal with the real-life challenges of that job in future. Again, to prepare adequately, what you need to do is to try to identify the core competencies of the job and then identify situations where you have demonstrated these competencies and, very importantly, the difference that you made when you demonstrated those competencies. Also, be prepared to deal with some scenario-based questions from interviewers about how you will demonstrate the competencies in some real-life scenarios that they would pose for you. This requires you to think about some of the best practices in each of the competency areas and be prepared to discuss them and apply them to the possible scenarios that you would be given. So it means that you must be comfortable with certain best practices around the competency areas. So whether it is customer service, what are the best practices in customer service? Sales, what are the best practices in sales? Project management, what are the best practices in project management? For example, if those are some of the competencies of the job. The third area of questions that you should be prepared to respond to are questions regarding your career. You see, the interviewers would have reviewed your CV or your resume, and they may have identified some grey areas and, you know, possible red flags that they may want to explore with you. For example, have there been significant gaps in your career, you know, periods where you were unemployed? Have your job stints been very short? Are you guilty of career hopping? Or have you done the exact opposite and worked for a very long time in one organization or in one role, perhaps showing that you have not been promoted or you have not taken up new and exciting opportunities? Do you, for example, own a business or are you involved in some venture that may compete against the proposed job that you are going to do? Now, here's what. You must identify these potential red flags or grey areas, if they exist, on your CV and be prepared to provide an honest response to them. Very importantly also, interviewers would ask you to tell them about your strengths and weaknesses. This again is another opportunity to sell yourself. So please be very clear about the strengths that you offer. State about three strengths and show the results that these strengths have created for teams and organizations where you have worked. So it's not good enough to say, I am a good writer. Nah, you need to show us what difference being a good writer has made. For example, you can say, one of my key strengths is in written communication, and I have used this to start the customer newsletter in my current role, which is an important part of the customer value proposition of our company. This newsletter I have started produces 10,000 copies and is read by 5,000 people each week, whatever. But you've got to show your strength and then show the difference that that strength has made. Now, when it comes to your weaknesses, please be mindful that interviewers really want to be sure that you are emotionally intelligent and self-aware. Some candidates say the most amazing things that are clearly not weaknesses. Like, for example, people would say, "My weakness is that I work really hard. I work so hard that I leave other people behind and they feel jealous of me." My friend, that is not a weakness. A real weakness is a capability that you do not do well. For example, "My weakness is that I am not a patient listener." That is a weakness. Now, when you offer a weakness, you need to back it up with your action plan or your steps for improving. So, for example, "One of my weaknesses is that I am not a patient listener, and I have started to adopt a technique where I take down notes when others are speaking, and I count to 30 before I try to respond. I have found this to be very effective, and I intend to continue to do this so that I can get better at listening." You see, the trick, therefore, is to speak about your weakness and show how you are currently working or how you have worked to overcome that weakness. An absolutely inappropriate answer to this would be, "I have no weaknesses." I mean, if you have no weaknesses, then we can start to wonder, are we interviewing a god? So we have explored some of the most common questions that you may face during an interview. And if you want to take a deeper dive into preparing for an interview, then we strongly recommend that you take advantage of our micro-learning course on how to ace an interview that is currently available at www.onlineefiko.com. As usual, if you have enjoyed this episode of the Efiko podcast and you would like to keep listening and learning with us, please subscribe on this platform or on any other platform like Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, and Podbean, where you typically listen to your podcasts. Remember, there is no need to keep the Efiko a secret. So please, share the love with your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Until next time, my name is Omagbishe Baru, and I am your online Efiko.